If you don't know, now you do know. Guns, the Gun Show live, Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps. Everyone saw what they're doing. Stop, focus, pay attention. I'm stoked to welcome back from the dead this band. I've known them for many years now. They're called Hidden in Plain View. Yes, Hidden in Plain View. Twitter.com/HIPVNJ. We're here with Joe. We're here with Rob. What's up, friends?
What's up, dude?
Dude,
what's going on?
It's been a while. I haven't heard, Joe, I have not heard your voice in a while. I'm glad that you're still kicking it. So it feels great to hear your voice.
Yeah, man. We're really excited to be a part of it. It's cool. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I got to start with this, man. I've known you guys for years. I know, Rob, you, like, when you were really pushing the Hidden in Plain View in the beginning, and I was at drive-thru, you know, or like helping out with drive-thru, I have cassette tapes from you guys, cassette demos. I have, like, the shittiest backpack patches ever that you guys were, like, making on your own. Like, I still have all this stuff, and you were grinding, man. And, you know, it worked out. Hidden in Plain View. Talk about it, man. Like, you guys had a good run for a while.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we definitely were as DIY as they come, you know. I mean, a lot of people don't know, we were like a DIY band for almost 3 years before we actually signed our record deal with Drive Thru.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant, you know, making our own patches, we actually pressed our own t-shirts for a while. And they were so bad. Like, it was like a decal that you would, like, you'd go to Staples and, like, get some sort of kit, and then, like, you'd put in your printer, but, like, backwards, so it would come out forward.
Oh, God.
But the problem wasn't, like, after, like, 2 or 3 washings, like, all of, like, the stuff would start coming off, and it was just terrible.
And, Joe, talk about the fact that, you know, we were very fortunate to grow up in a time, in a scene, when it actually was a scene at the time. Jersey, you could go anywhere in Jersey and see a show, and there would be kids there, you know.
Everywhere.
Like, all across, yeah.
I remember every weekend, you had to decide what show you were going to go to. There was one in Bound Brook, there was one in Wayne, there was one in Bergen County, there was one, you know, you could drive down to, what's
like South Amboy and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, or down, yeah.
Club Binet, Club Chrome, remember?
There was always something going on.
Yeah, and we were fortunate because, I mean, I think that a lot of that, Rob, you still work in the industry, a lot of that seems to, it's been gone. I don't know whether it's like Live Nation or somebody buying up all the places or Fire Hall shutting down or just the internet. Like, it's definitely not the same as it was. And I think, like, you know, we weren't spoiled, but we definitely, you know, it made us stronger, I guess. You know, that root cause, like Hidden in Plain View did, busting your asses, it made you guys stronger.
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think we were fortunate, too. We had the internet was kind of becoming more of a tool to help you promote your band, but also to kind of find, we were
on the line of that stuff. Like, it was just starting to, like... what was it, like, mp3.com? That was a big website for us.
Right. And Pure Volume kind of, like, right in the initial stages as well, you know, was kind of taking off. Well, listen.
We were able to book our very first tour, too. Like, we went out with a band called Face First on our very first U.S. tour. I mean, if I can tell you how completely just DIY that was. It was so makeshift. But we did it all online. I mean, it was booked by just reaching out to people because we'd
be on that tour and, like, shows would be dropping off. Like, we'd get phone calls from, like, promoters, not emails, like phone calls, actual phone calls.
Right.
Saying, you know, the show's canceled. And we'd have to stop off at, like, a local library to use, like, their dial-up, you know, connection. Like
14.4 modem bit. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, the whole, like, dial phone thing. And then, like, try and find shows that way and, like, I remember one time we were in North Carolina and, like, the whole west leg of our tour got messed up, and we ended up meeting, I don't know, maybe Joe knows the band, that band from Seattle. They looked like, I forget what the name was, I feel terrible now. But, come to Seattle, we'll put you on a bunch of shows. And we literally got in our van,
Bad Apple.
Bad Apple.
Yeah. It was Bad Apple, that was their name.
Yeah, and our show, like, I think our furthest west show that was, like, still booked was, like, in Chicago. We're like, you know, fuck it, let's go to Seattle.
Just get on in the van and drive cross-country, play some shows.
With, like, nothing booked. I think we had one cell phone amongst all of us, too. But we played shows out there. Like, we played in Penn State.
Right.
We played in Rochester.
Yeah.
Rochester, no. It was Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah. Well, that was the last Madison, yeah, rock content.
Yeah.
We did do Madison, you're right, yeah.
That's wild, man.
But, I mean, yeah. But even still, like, Madison to Seattle is a good 20-hour drive, probably.
And you guys had no second thought. You're just like, fuck it, let's do it. And, you know,
we had a friend, our friend Marcos lived, was, like, living there at the time. And he was like, yeah, so we all, like, I think all 14 of us on the tour, like, all stayed in his one-bedroom apartment, you know?
Just for the grind, man. And, you know, he didn't believe you had a very good run. You know, Drive Through, that first release on Drive Through was solid. And then, you know, the Surf and Skates or Skate and Surf Festivals and then the Invasion tours and all that stuff. And then, you know, as all good things happen, you guys ended up taking, you know, breaking up or at least, you know, stop doing what you're doing. But I'm stoked because we're actually, you guys are doing a reunion show. It's not too far from now. It's going to be September 7th. So that's, you know, less than 2 months away. The TLA, September 7th, the TLA in Philly. This isn't going to suck. This is going to be fucking fun, dudes.
Yeah, we are super stoked.
Now, how did it? Do you guys keep in touch with each other still, or like was it like all right? Somebody just got in on an email and just CC'd everybody. And was like, yo, let's play a show, or how did it come about?
I think just life kind of happened. I think a lot of us didn't keep in touch too well, but we were all speaking to you know someone, so we knew what everyone was doing. And it wasn't any bad blood, but I don't know. I think, you know, it kind of happened simultaneously in a very weird way because we didn't ever really plan on ever doing this.
Okay.
But a guy at Company Records, his name is Joe, he hit us up to do to be a part of releasing a vinyl for Life and Dreaming.
So okay.
He put it out on vinyl. And at the same time, Mike and Chris were, I guess, getting super nostalgic, but they put together our Facebook webpage just, you know, just for the hell of it. We didn't have any plan on you know,
right, just, in they're just like, fuck it.
Good, but it was just to be cool and document it. And so then we started talking, and it just kind of worked its way in there. I think everybody really wanted to do it when you look back at it.
Right, of course.
That's why we did it.
Yeah, that's why I did. I have a huge smile on my face because, dude, it feels good, man. It feels good that you guys are kicking in. Obviously, Rob Freeman is being Rob Freeman out there, and Joe, you're doing. Joe, you're dealing with life nowadays, huh?
What's that?
You're dealing with like life, right? Like you're like a
grown up. Son.
Yeah, you're like a grown up, dude. What is that about? You sell out. You got a kid and stuff. You got a kid, right? Don't you have a kid now?
Yeah, you know what, though? Like, I not a day goes by that I haven't missed it. You know what I mean? Or, you know, what we did was just a lot of fun and probably better than any college experience. You know what I mean?
Right.
It taught me a ton of stuff. At the same time, I had the time of my life. And I'm a better person now for it. I don't think I could be doing what I'm doing now if I hadn't done it. So there's that.
Definitely. And speaking of Hidden in Plain View, it's HIPVNJ. You can go to the brand new Facebook page that they put up, or the 1,000 likes, or the Twitter as well. The show is September 7th. I know it's on the verge of selling out, so immediately go right now, pick up tickets for the TLA in Philly. Now, have you guys even begun practicing at all? Like,
We did. Yeah, we had like two. I'll call them like we had our third rehearsal today. So
okay,
we have a bunch more lined up still. It's tough because you know we're all over the place now. Me, Chris, and Mike are you know we're not too far away, probably 30 miles each from each other.
Okay,
and my studio is a pretty good central location, but Joe's down in Philly, so it's about 2 hours for him to get up here, and then Spencer's
fucking being Spencer. Spencer right now over in L.A. being Spencer.
Yeah. So it's actually kind of, today was the first practice where, like the first two practices we were just doing stuff for like a metronome and it just kind of relearning stuff and figuring out what songs we want to do and
right.
Learning how to play guitar again. playing guitar while standing up versus sitting down in a chair all the time, you know?
Right, exactly, yeah. Like, yeah, and stretching and trying to lose, like, those 10 pounds of the beer belly before you get back on stage so you don't pass out. Yeah, that whole thing, right. So
we could do those.
What's that?
I'm leaving it.
God.
So Spencer, actually, this time, he actually sent us over. this sounds pretty lame, but he sent us over some, like, programmed drums that he, like, worked on so that we can, like, play along to, like, I guess, like...
Right, something besides a...
Spencer.
Right, yeah, a thing like that. And, you know, he'll be... that's the other thing I want to know. So he is coming out for the reunion show. So it will be a reunion.
Oh, totally, yeah. Oh, dude, but he... Oh, yeah, just, like, we might... With his
tour,
because he's not
going to
get out
for the reunion.
Right,
go ahead, Bob, you go first.
I'm
sorry. You guys haven't done interviews in a while, I see, right?
Well, you know, we haven't done interviews with one guy in Philly and another guy in North Jersey.
Right,
that's all right.
But yeah, so Spencer's coming back. That's always good, and you know, the whole band in general. And dude, you have a lot of songs to choose from. But the thing is, you're the headliners. It's your show, so you can do whatever the hell you guys want.
Yeah, true.
So very, very excited
we're
on
gonna,
that.
We're going to play all cover songs.
Right, perfect. Well, you did the Mr. Jones cover about 10 years ago, so you might as well bring that one out again.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that one.
Right.
We'll do just all cover songs.
Perfect. Maybe some Robin Thicke, some Jay-Z, you're set. Could you...
Yeah, we've got some good ones picked up.
I bet you do. Listen, what's even better is the fact that we actually have a pair of tickets that we can give away right now for the show, and I really appreciate you guys even thinking about me. Rob, I still kind of just like your statuses on Facebook from time to time, but I purposely don't talk to you. Besides, all we do is like each other's statuses. We never actually interact, ever. And that's
fine. Yeah, I'm so bad with Facebook, so don't worry.
No, it's fine. I believe me, the less I have to talk to you, the better it is in my life. I appreciate you guys in all seriousness, even thinking about me coming on the show. Feels great to say hidden in plain view once again, even if it is just for one show. We have a pair of tickets we can give out, and for anybody that can go to the show September 7th, and it's at TLA in Philly, and you're going to tweet HIPVNJ, stands for hidden in plain view. It's not a disease, HIPV, but it's HIPVNJ and the gun show. And what are we doing here? How are we giving away a pair?
That's your call, guys.
Well, I think we agreed. You guys completely forgot already. We agreed on we agreed on whoever can do the best joke or something. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, and it really can't suck.
All right. So whoever does the best joke and also gives the answer to the joke, you can't just ask the question and then we don't know the answer. In 140 characters or less, tweet HIPVNJ. And the gun show, and then we'll give you a pair of tickets, and you guys will pick the best winner, the best joke. We like jokes, so.
Sweet. I guess all we could spare is two tickets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hard to come up with jokes nowadays, especially with the internet. Everyone's stealing each other's stuff, so two tickets is plenty. I don't know if we have any more. There's not that many funny people out there in the world anymore, so two tickets is all we'll do. So.
I guess it's a starting point.
It is a starting point. Hidden in plain view. So glad to speak with you guys once again. Follow them on Facebook or you know Twitter, that whole deal. You think, are we just calling this one and done or what?
What does that mean?
Reunion show. Only one show or can we think of more? Rumor has it there's a full length coming out with you guys. Can you confirm or deny that? Or?
No. There's a book. We're writing a book right now, shooting a documentary, and recording a record.
Right, and making this a DVD show. How about that? I'm sure some of them will come. Yeah,
absolutely. We're gonna have our own radio show as well.
Right, cool. The Gun Show featuring in plain view. Perfect. So this is one show we're thinking. Perhaps maybe another 10 years we could get another one.
Well, right now it's one show.
Okay. Right, because you know the RX Bandits are back together now doing a reunion tour, so you never know.
That's awesome. They're great. They were in New York last night, right?
Yeah, it was a sober time. It was not a sober time.
No.
It never is with them. But listen,
they're like one of the best live bands ever.
Dude, what a band that never really made it, even though they were one of the best live bands, dude. It's a shame when you look at all these bands that never fucking kicked it. Even Thursday, Full Collapse. Probably one of the best albums out there, but it was like 3 years ahead of its time. And then, you know, a bunch of shitty bands ended up breaking, and Thursday never really broke huge, you know? It's a shame.
Well, they're still so pretty big in my eyes.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I have a couple. I was actually just talking about it with my wife. Like, 2004, probably one of the best memories I have of being on tour, Warped Tour. It was like
it was their 10th anniversary reunion, and they had bands like, I mean, I remember my day, I would stop by the main stage, and it was either Thrice, Thursday, Bouncing Souls,
Alkaline Trio,
jeez,
Newfound Glory, the Alkaline Trio, right, Taking Back Sunday, Coheed and Cambria. I could keep going on, and, the list was just like, it was an insane tour to be on that tour.
Jeez.
I mean, I don't even think My Chemical Romance was even
broke yet.
They were on the secondary stage. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, and everyone's like, yo, you have to check out this band. They're called My Chemical Romance, you know, on the side stage. Right. And then they became My Chem. Dude, what a tour that was.
And we played on a smaller stage called the Smart Punk stage with Under Oath. every day.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, good memories. At least this one, you won't be on a small stage. TLA, September 7th. Rob Freeman and Joe, Hidden in Plain View. You guys are great Americans. And I appreciate you guys coming on the show. It's great to talk to you guys again.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. If you don't know, now you do know. Man. Tweet a joke to HIPVNJ and The Gun Show. Best joke wins. Make sure it doesn't suck.
I hope someone does.
And here's the.
You don't get any jokes. This would be really bad.
Yeah, this.
Nobody want to come. Nobody wants free tickets.
Nobody wants.
I don't know any good jokes.
I'm awful with jokes. That's why. God. Well, we might have to do this again next week if no one tweets in a funny joke. So.
Right. This is all your idea.
Hold you responsible.
What band were Joe and Rob in before they were in Hidden in Plain View? Tweet that answer as well. There's a joke. There's a joke right there. So
you would put that out there, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, doing great.
Go find out.
Yeah, Google. So, awesome. Listen, my favorite song, an American classic from you guys. Love that song, so I'm going to play that right now. Sound good?
Yeah. Thanks so much, you. Awesome. Great.
Great speaking with you guys. Hidden in Plain View on The Gun Show.